I'm Andy Dean. I want to welcome a special guest. We're going to be talking about medicine and regulations regarding the federal government, a New York Times piece that was run today, something you need to know about. To do it, I only bring on the best. It's the only way I roll. Dr. Reef Karim, medical physician, psychiatrist. His expertise includes drugs and mental health. Runs the control center of Beverly Hills. Doctor, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I appreciate your time, and I don't want to waste it. So I want to get to this top story of the New York Times, and then I want to get specific about what happened to Heather Locklear last week and get your expertise, because you are a psychiatrist and you specialize in people who have problems with mental health and drug issues. So first, to what you could call Obama's intrusion into medicine, this is regarding drug firms. Okay, now we all know that drug companies often have close relationships with doctors. Why is that? Because doctors prescribe the medications and drug firms sell the medication. So they want to make sure the people prescribing are friends of theirs. And so they often, you know, take doctors on junkets, speaking trips, consulting arrangements, travel, entertainment. They have attractive, you know, drug reps that go to offices and bring free bagels and entertain the doctors. Now, the Obama administration wants to make all of these drug firms disclose all of their gifts, all of the money, even if it's $25 worth of bagels at a medical facility. They want these drug firms to disclose the money that they're paying doctors. Now, you could look at this two ways. One, you could say, oh, well, you know, Obama's looking out for the little guy. The last thing you want are doctors being influenced by drug firms and you know, only prescribing the medications that the drug firms who are helping them out. You know, that's one way. The other way is saying that this is another intrusion into medicine by the Obama administration, another regulation that's going to create a voluminous amount of new data that needs to be reported. Doctor, give me your opinion as to where you fall on this.
Yeah, I think to understand this, and this is very complicated, I think to understand this, we have to look at how drugs are made. I mean, we have tons and tons of life-saving medications out there, from penicillin and before penicillin all the way to our future drugs that are going to solve cancers and HIV and all sorts of other things. So the concept of drugs being manufactured, being researched, and being discovered, that is a good thing. That is all a good thing. Now, the way that drugs are created is these drug companies are made to get medications, either plant-based, herbal-based. They hire research scientists to develop these medications. They test them on animals, and they have, you know, animal-based trials. Then they have clinical trials on humans in phase 1, 2, 3, 4 clinical trials. And then eventually they get a new drug application, and the drug eventually goes to market. When it goes to market, they have to advertise not just to the consumer that, hey, this drug's out there. They have to really develop some kind of a relationship with doctors. And that relationship is not only, hey, we've got this great drug, but here's how the drug works, here's how you get it to your patients, here's the delivery system, it's injectable, it's done under the tongue, sublingual, or it's oral, or whatever it is. And in theory, it's all about the research dollars to show how that drug works. In our business, it's called efficacious, how it's efficacious. Those research dollars sometimes come from the pharmaceutical company themselves. Sometimes it comes from the government. Sometimes it comes from private organizations. But either way, there has to be money showing that this drug works. And the problem is that, is the drug biased? Is the data biased? Is the relationship biased based on where that money is coming from?
Mm-hmm. Now, doctor, I side on the side, you know, with pharmaceutical companies on this and doctors. Personally, I have no problem that this stuff goes on, you know, regarding close relationships between the drug firms and the doctors. But look, you know, there are a lot of skeptics who I think aren't bright, but they say, look, doctors are influenced by these junkets, by getting taken care of, you know, these drug firms taking care of them. What do you think, as far as your experience and your friend's experience, how influential are these drug firms at courting you? Because, like, look, if you can write one of three prescriptions and they're pretty similar, you know, you'll write the one that took you and your wife down to Cabo for the weekend. Walk me through that.
I think there's three tiers of where the doctors are at. You've got the community doctor. The community doctor is a guy who has, or a woman who has, a private practice, isn't really involved in academia very much, isn't part of a major hospital or institution, kind of has the shingle, does their own thing, prescribes medications, does not have that much interaction with different pharmaceutical reps, and suddenly